Okay, this episode's going to be different from, like, my regular episodes, because this is going to be a review on the video game Hollow Knight, okay? So basically, Hollow Knight is this, like, game where you're, like, this bug exploring this, like, kingdom underground, and it's, like, this Metroidvania style game. I'm not really sure if that's how you say it or not. I've gotten pretty far into the... I'm not that far into the game. I mean, because I've seen, like, the entire map, and there's a lot more stuff to do. I've got into the City of Tears, and that's it, if you, like, know what that is. But basically, even though, like, haven't got the furthest, but I'm able to, like, see what's good and what's bad about this, about the game. So I'm just gonna, like, review it in this. So basically... some stuff that's, like, good about the game is that they're, like, I really like the, like, art style. It's, like, really cool. I like the idea of the bug and all that stuff, like, in the tiny world. I also, like, the, way you heal in the game with, soul. How you do is you, like, gain soul by defeating enemies, and with that soul, you can use yourself to, you can focus, which takes, like, two seconds, and you gain, like, one of your masks back, which is basically a heart. And I really like this system because, like, it's cool instead of just, like, either slowly regenerating hearts or gaining them some other way. Like, I don't know. I think this is a cool way of doing it. But there's also some bad stuff in Hollow Knight because one of my main problems with the game is that, like, when you go to a boss fight, you can't just, like, and, like, lose in the boss fight because it's kind of a hard game. It takes a while to, like, get back to the, like, boss fight, like, because, like, it just basically feels like you're on a longer respawn because you have to just, like, run all the way back to the boss arena instead of just respawning next to the boss. It's not, like, sort of, like, I think you see what I mean, but, like, that's my main problem. For example, the, second boss on it, like, it's not that far away, but, like, it's an extra, like, 20, 30 seconds, so you just have to, like, wait for that extra time. Like, I would actually prefer if you just had to wait on a 30-second respawn timer instead of just having to walk back in this slow-down thing. The boss arena just had a bench next to it, which is, like, you can, like, grab the bench, and then that sets your spawn point. Yeah. So that's what I don't really like about Hollow Knight. But I do like, the world is very, like, I don't know how to say it, intricate. Like, the way you progress, like, you slowly gain more and more, like, abilities, like, a dash and a wall climb, and you gain, like, more charms, which is, like, stuff that you can equip to make you better. And just, like, slowly progresses, and you, like, it's not just the enemies getting harder, you are also getting, like, stronger, your character. I'm not really sure what it's called, the Hollow Knight? I don't know. But that's, like, what I think. Also, some more, sorry. Yeah. I don't know how to make this longer. I've been playing the game, and I also don't like how the benches, like, I don't like how, like, the stag stations can kind of be in the most inconvenient place, which is, like, the stag stations are the fast travel of the game, which makes it, so, like, if I'm trying to get to some, like, new place and explore further, and I use the stag station to go to the, region or area that I want to explore, that I already, like, found the stag station in. So, but, like, the stag station will often be, like, out of the way and, like, pretty far away from, like, spots, like, like, it's not, like, in the center of the region. Most of the time, it's all the way in the corner of a region on the very far side. It's almost never in the center of it, except for in the Forgotten Crossroads, where it is pretty much in the center of it, which I don't really like, how it's, like, not, like, close to everything. Like, I understand that in Green Path, it's the Stag Station is close to the boss, kind of close to the boss fight. So you can, like, go on the bench and then, like, take, and then go walk over to the boss fight, which is good. But then if you want to, like, explore, like, other spot places in Green Path, it's just going to be faster going through the Forgotten Crossroads, which is annoying because it is a fast travel system, and most of the time it doesn't, like, work like that, and you have to do, like, a lot of just, like, going back the way you came, and it takes forever to get to the place that you want to explore, which I don't think is a very good thing. The mapping system's great, but one thing I don't like about it is sometimes Cornifor, the guy who sells you the map that you can use for the region or area, sometimes it would be, like, really far out of the way. Like, for example, in the area called the City of Tears, he's, like, super far out of the way. He's basically just, like, on your exit to the thing, which is not useful because you want to use the map to, like explore before you exit, which is annoying. I think it should always be, like, the beginning of it, or you just, like, have to use your quill, and you can just, like, you don't need a map, and then, because, like, how it works is you buy the map from Cornifor, the map-selling guy, and then, after that, then you can use your, like, quill to, like, any new places you find you can, like, mark on your map. I like the way that Cornifor can, like, give you a lot, because, like, when you meet Cornifor and he gives you it, he, like, shows you a lot of the region or, like, area. But with your quill, you can only go to places, it'll only show places that you've been. And I don't think you should need the map from Cornifor to be able to then use the quill. You should always be able to just use the quill to, like, mark out areas that you visited. Cornifor should just be, like, an extra boost to your map to places that you haven't been. Which kind of bugs me that it's like that, that you can't just use the quill to do it. Also, there's, Hollow Knight apparently is, like, not a linear progression game, but a lot of the time it does feel as if there's no other, like, you can't go in a separate way to do anything else. You have to go get some upgrade or thing, and you to, like, be able to progress through the game, because otherwise you just stay in, like, your starting region, and you cannot do anything. Which I understand moves the game along, but, like, it's pretty much, like, I don't know where it says it, but I'm pretty sure the game, like, it's said that it's, like, not, like, it's not, like, a linear, like, you can do multiple things at once, which is true at some points, but, like, at some points it's not, and I don't mean, like, oh, you've already done all those extra ways, it's just, like, oh, there's none to start off with doing other stuff, it's just you have to go and find the mantis claws, the dash, or whatever. It's, like, there's no other things you can do, which I don't really like. But anyway, this is going to be the end of this episode. I know it's different from, like, what my episodes are regularly, but I just decided to do this. So, goodbye.